This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Spring is here. It's a time to grow some of your own food. I'd like to invite you to make a commitment to yourself to grow at least something, some amount of your own food this year. And in this podcast, I'm going to give you a tip, a surprising tip, of a plant that I found that's ridiculously easy to grow. It produces fruit, and you can grow it indoors, and it's incredibly resilient. And I know that because I sadly ignored the plant for the whole winter, and it still produced fruit, and it's doing great. And it's a surprising plant. It begins with a K. I'll give you that hint. It begins with a K, and I'll reveal that to you here in the podcast. And it's a source of vitamin C. It's awesome. Now, okay, for this spring, growing some of your own food is very rewarding. It makes you more self-reliant. And as the people of Venezuela are discovering, if you don't have food self-reliance, then you could end up dumpster diving or starving to death. Did you know the average Venezuelan has lost 25 pounds in the last, well, since the collapse began there? I mean, it's sad. I'm not celebrating that or anything as socialism's weight loss plan, but people are losing weight because they are starving to death. They're eating zoo animals there, okay? They're raiding the zoo, killing the animals, and serving them up for dinner. They're eating, like, pets and neighbors' cows, and, I mean, if it gets any worse, it's going to become, frankly, cannibalism. I don't know. It's bad. It's very bad. But I don't want to get too dark with this. I want to celebrate spring and the idea that you can grow some of your own food and you can be more self-reliant. But most importantly, you can be healthier because all the food that you get from the grocery store is contaminated in one way or another. It's a step down from real food. A lot of it's saturated with pesticides and herbicides, but just being in the grocery store, it's also saturated with detergent chemicals, you know, fabric softener chemicals, fragrance chemicals that are throughout, they're in all the air of all the grocery stores. So anything you buy in the grocery store, even if it's fresh organic vegetables, it's still contaminated to some degree. It's not the same as having outdoor grown, outdoor harvested, fresh food from your own garden. That's a very different thing. So I want to encourage you to grow what you can. Now, a little plug here for the Health Ranger Store. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, we do have a lot of heirloom seeds, some really great heirloom seed packs that can, you can grow huge varieties of food from your own yard, if it comes to that. We've also got a grow tower, which is kind of cool. A lot of people have that indoors near a window, and it has a rotation system, so every plant can face the sun for part of the day. You just have to turn it, and it's on ball bearings, so it's super easy to turn. It kind of glides in a 360-degree circle. You just feed it like food scraps, and it even saves water. It kind of recycles the water, so the watering is minimized, but you still have to water it. But, you know, it's not like you don't have to lug buckets of water around all day long. Anyway, the garden tower and heirloom seeds and the food rising mini farm grow box is also available at healthrangerstore.com. Now, getting back to the plant that I wanted to mention, I have found there are a couple of plants that grow very easily and produce an amazing array of highly nutritious fruit. Now, vitamin C is hard to come by in stored food. And vitamin C is hard to grow unless you happen to be in an area, like a tropical area, where you can grow citrus fruits or mangoes or things like that. Vitamin C is, of course, rich in berries, but it's also rich in a little fruit called the kumquat, with a K. And that's the fruit that I'm going to encourage you to experiment with. It's a kumquat plant. And they are very hardy, and they produce little tiny fruits. And the fruits, it looks like a tiny little oblong orange, but the peel is super, super sweet. You eat the whole fruit. You eat the peel. And there are some seeds inside. You spit out the seeds. But you eat the whole fruit. You don't peel it. Gosh, my mouth is drooling just talking about the kumquat fruit because it's so delicious. It's so filled with vitamin C. I love them. And the cool thing about kumquats is that they stay on the tree for weeks and weeks and weeks ripe and ready to go, and they don't turn very quickly. You know how avocados, once they start to turn, they go bad like in 2 days? You know what I mean? It's like some fruits, when they turn, man, they go. But these kumquats, little fruits, they last a long time. And I have little kumquat plants, sort of semi-dwarf kumquat trees. They're really like chest high, that's it. But they produce so many fruits, and the fruits stay on the branches and stems. And you can just pull one off as you're walking by, pop it into your mouth. It's a little vitamin C treat. It's a little fresh fruit treat right there in the middle of your day. And that's the way I like to use these. Just have them around, and when the fruit show up, you just start grabbing fruit whenever you want. And you can harvest fruit off of these for days or weeks. Not just days, but weeks. Almost like a couple of months, frankly. So, again, they like these kumquat plants, they handle a lot of neglect. I'm not encouraging you to neglect your plants, but if you accidentally do so, these will do very well. They can handle lack of water. They can handle too much water. They can handle even some pretty remarkably cold weather, although you don't want them to have a hard freeze, of course. But they're more hardy than, let's say, banana plants or papaya plants or something like that, for sure, in terms of cold resistance. And you don't need to live in Florida to grow these. You can grow them in lots of different climates. You have them on a roller cart. You know, you have them like it's a potted little plant, and you have the pot on a cart, and you just cart it in for the winter, and you're fine. And then you roll it back out for spring, and you've got fruit. It's awesome. So there's that. And of course, aloe vera is very edible as well. The gel inside aloe vera is a very hardy plant. A lot of things that are easy to grow, like rosemary herbs, are easy to grow. But I got to tell you, I really like the kumquat fruit. It's awesome. It's easy to grow. It's beautiful. It tastes amazing. It's super delicious. It's pocket size. You can just like grab a couple of fruits. You can just throw a couple in your pocket, pop one in your mouth. You can eat them later. You can take them to a restaurant with you, so you have like a vitamin C dose before you eat the toxic restaurant food. You know what I mean? It's all kinds of things. Kumquats are great. It's like, it's really, I guess, my favorite fruit at the moment. I mean, just in terms of its portability and utility and properties and everything, nutrition, it's great. So you don't hear a lot about the kumquat, you know, because it's got a funny sounding name. What? I'm like, what? Kumquats? What is that? That's a little fruit, man. It's like a little citrus fruit. It's an awesome little fruit. So anyway, check them out at your local nursery. Grow some. You'll be happy you did. Also, check out healthrangerstore.com for grow tower and heirloom seeds. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.